Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Jack Harlow, Doja Cat, is called Just Us, 743. Good morning. It's a Bill and Jessica show.
What's up? Good morning. It's going to be partly sunny today and warm. Slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm in the evening. Highs in the low to mid 80s.
Patty Mall live in studio running for Cape Hill Open School Board. Why Patty Mall?
Why Patty Mall? I'll be the best advocate you need because I will not stop fighting for our students.
Nice. When's voting?
May 13th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Okay. at Cape High School, Mariner Middle School, Rehoboth Elementary School, and Rehoboth Fire Station on Airport Road.
I was looking into your background a little bit. And I see here you are a Cape graduate.
I am. Mm-hmm. My husband and I both are.
Oh, nice. Yep. Yep. Nice.
See high, you know.
Yes. See high, you know.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, Cape High is such a nice school. Yeah. So how is it like having gone through Cape Henlopen and now going back, you know, and like doing all the things as a parent and is running for school board and all that?
It's changed so much. Like, yeah. You know, there's not, the teachers aren't, it's all new teachers. But it's great. It's also, it's been nice watching the academic growth of our high school, our school district, just from like stuff that I learned in school to now like what my kids are learning. So I'm very, very lucky to be a part of the Cape community. I'm glad my kids got to experience it.
Well, you say your kids, you're a mother of four.
Yep.
So congratulations.
Yes. Yeah.
And you were just telling me off the air that you have 17-year-old twins.
Yes. They are juniors at Cape. Yes.
Wow.
Next year, they graduate.
And then that's it. No more kids.
No more kids. No.
Wow. Yes, you're free.
Right?
No more. Mom and dad time.
Yep. So, no, I'll be busy on the board.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, because you're going to get elected. Yep. You have kids that go to school. Also, you've been involved as a classroom aide. You worked at the school.
So I have. So I started out as like helping as classroom mom.
Okay.
You know, holiday parties, or just I would come in and help read with the kids or do craft projects. Mm-hmm. I help at lunch and recess, you know, the craziest times of the day. I spent 3 years as a band booster president for my oldest daughter when she was in marching band. And we had some very successful fundraisers that I helped lead and worked with our director one-on-one. And like I said earlier, I'm a mentor to two students. And our salon has a student come every other day, and she works with us, and she's learning social skills. She's with our special ed department at our high school, so we work one-on-one with our special ed coordinator to get her in there and work on some social skills, and she's doing great. She's like helping clients check out now, and we don't even have to tell her. Our salon has also been offering free haircuts to students that are in need.
Okay, nice.
Prom's coming up, so that'll probably definitely be a need.
And for people who don't know, you...
I'm a hairstylist.
Yes, right.
Yes. And then over the past, I don't even know how many years, I've helped with our homeless program during the holidays, during our gift drive, which I will say we live in an amazing community because they show up for our students.
Yes.
And it's my favorite time of the year. Not even just the fact that like Christmas coming, it's just watching these families get blessed with these gifts is just, it's awesome.
Nice.
It's awesome.
Nice. You mentioned about, you know, a couple of the issues that the school district is facing, the mental health crisis, also overcrowded schools. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So people want to live in Cape.
Yeah.
We are growing and growing fast.
Very fast. And a lot of people think it's just retirees, and it's not. I know with my girls' class, their juniors, there's over 500 and some students. It's going to be a long graduation.
Wow.
So they're growing. So we have to build bigger. We have to build more. And unfortunately, we can't do that without funding. Mm-hmm. So it goes back to bringing the community back in and speaking to them so that we can build their trust. So when it time comes for when we need help for our students, they'll be there.
Yeah. So you're also very involved in the community. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are elected, how like what's your plan to keep like parents and families in the loop and make sure, you know, like their voices are heard as well? Do you have any ideas or anything that you'd like to do differently?
I want to meet people where they are. I want to come to them, go to them, you know. It's hard getting people, you know, we have our board meetings. We have a community minority group that you can come to those meetings. But we all know people only show up when there's a problem.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're not going to come every, once a Thursday out of the month and come to the meeting. So they only, you know, we all do it.
Yeah.
When there's something going on, we want to be there. So it's getting out there and going to them. Like I said, I did some door knocking a couple weeks ago, and the amount of people that didn't know what a referendum was, it didn't, you know, have never voted in a school board. And it's just talking to them and listening to them and getting their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, building that trust with them so that we can count on them.
How can we convince people to get out and vote and convince them that it is important? Because I know you said when you were doing, you know, like a lot of door knocking and stuff like that. And, you know, again, we were talking off the air about, you know, me personally, my opinion on two different things is number one, you know, to get people to come vote.
Yeah.
It's difficult, especially, you know, like on election day, because younger people, people under a certain age, they're not going to, like, it's got to get easier to vote.
Yeah.
There has to be a way to do it on the phone.
Yeah.
There has to be a way.
Yeah, that would be fun,
right? You know, to do it on an app. There has to be a way to do it online. Something, and I know, you know, then that gets into, you know, people voting, you know, the voter fraud and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And that's a whole nother thing. But there has to be an easier way than having to wait for a certain date, you know, going out to, you know, like the polls, because younger people aren't going to do that.
Right. I think we have to just keep reminding people, because obviously we're not going to be able to, you know, use our cell phones to text in our voting choice.
I wish
we could. That'd be so much easier.
There's got to be some kind of way.
But I think it's just reminding people that our students are our future. And if we don't take care of them now, how do we expect them to show up for us?
Yeah.
So we just have to keep pushing that. You know, we want our students to come back to our community and be our doctors, be our nurses, mm-hmm. be our teachers. And if we don't support our schools, then we're not going to, kids aren't going to want to come back here. Mm-hmm. And people aren't going to want to move here.
Well, you've been saying that. You were also saying another challenge that you had going out, you know, like knocking on doors and stuff, is that you ran into people who said, well, you know, I don't have any kids to go to the school. So that's why I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not really worried about it.
I'm not involved.
Yeah.
You know, and then also they vote. Some of them on the same time say, well, I don't vote to keep funding the schools because I don't want my taxes to go up because I ain't got no kids in there no more. You know, so how do you talk to people and convince people that that's important as well?
Well, it's reminding them that someone took care of you when you were in school.
right.
That's true.
You know, we had to fund it all through when you went to school. So it's your time. It's your turn to give back.
Yeah.
And I think if we continue to remind ourselves that, you know, giving back means so much more than, you know, just, well, I don't have a kid in school.
Mm-hmm.
We need to set these kids up for success. And if we don't have good schools, we're not doing that.
Absolutely.
It's not fair to them.
Very good. Again, we have Patty Maul running for Cape Henlopen School Board again. When can you get out and vote?
May 13th. Tuesday, May 13th. 2 weeks. So get out there.
7 a.m. to 8, right?
7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So, yes. Make sure you bring your ID with your Cape address on it. And you can vote at any one of those polling places. And you don't have to be a registered voter to vote.
Okay.
All you have to do is live in the district.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else you wanted to add before we wrap up?
Just always advocate for our students.
Absolutely.
They are our future.
So. Absolutely. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
absolutely.
Yes,
please,
I'll be out there.
We need to, find out all the, details and you know, all the results, you know, once they come in. And, once you get in, you can come back.
Yeah,
and
you can have me back.
Yeah, you come back and you speak on everything that, once again, that you're going to be doing. So
yes, sounds good.
And good luck with your kids.
Thank you. Thank you. One
absolutely.
More year.
7:53. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We got that coffee mix coming up.
Power 101.7.